A declaration form is only good for 3 years. If you become unable to decide during those 3 years, your declaration will remain good until you can make decisions again. You may change or cancel your declaration when you can understand and make choices about your care. You must give your form to your primary care physician, PCP, or mental health provider and the person you name to make decisions for you. For help with, or for more information on the declaration for mental health treatment, call member services at the number at the top of the page, or go to the State of Oregon website at https://aixx.web1p.state.or.us/es_x/dhs-forms-serve-le9550.pdf. If you don't think we follow requirements about sharing information with you on declaration for mental health treatment, you can complain. You can file a grievance through Umpqua Health Alliance, please see grievance section of this handbook. You can also file a complaint with the Oregon Health Plan, by calling their member services at 866-699-9075, or you can file through the Healthcare Regulation and Quality Improvement Office by following this link. https://www.oregon.gov/oha/PH/provider-partner-resources/healthcare-providers-facilities/healthcare-healthcare-regulation-quality-improvements/documents All facilities complaint intake form.pdf. You can send your complaint form to Healthcare Regulation and Quality Improvement, 800 Northeast Oregon Street, number 305, Portland, Oregon, 97232. Email mailbox.hcls@state.or.us. Fax 971-673-0556. Phone 971-673-0540. TTY 971-673-0372. End of life decisions and advance directives, living wills. Some providers may not follow advance directives. Ask your providers if they will follow yours. Adults ages 18 years and older can make decisions about their own care, including refusing treatment. It's possible that someday you could become so sick or injured that you can't tell your providers whether you want a certain treatment or not. If you have written an advance directive, also called a living will, your providers may follow your instructions. If you don't have an advance directive, your providers may ask your family what to do. If your family can't or won't decide, your providers will take the usual steps in treating your conditions. If you don't want certain kinds of treatment, like a breathing machine or feeding tube, you can write that down in an advance directive. It lets you decide your care before you need that kind of care, in case you are unable to direct it yourself, such as if you are in a coma. If you are awake and alert, your providers will always listen to what you want. You can get an advance directive form at most hospitals and from many providers. You also can find one online at https://www.oregon.gov/oha/ph/about/documents/advance-directive.pdf.